Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Let's shift to the Harbor One hotline because joining us right now is a guy who knows all about the Jimmy Fund. He's been a part of it when he was a member of the Boston Red Sox. Brock Holt with Gresh and Keefe. Brock, good afternoon. Thanks for taking the time today. How are you?
What's up, guys? Yeah, thanks for having me. We're all good. We're quarantined here. We were going to make the trip to Boston and be there in person, but Griff got COVID.
Oh, no.
We couldn't even make it through the first full week of kindergarten. So we're stuck here in Nashville, but everybody's feeling good. So wish we could be there in person, but happy to be there, you know, via Zoom and phone.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, Brock, you have got to be one of the players most synonymous over the years that I've been listening or had the pleasure to be a part of the Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon. You were always over there, and what was that like getting a chance to see the smile on those kids' faces when you would go and visit them? They're facing some of the scariest stuff in the world, and yet you would go in there and you know, provide a smile for them that day and develop long-lasting relationships.
It's life-changing, really. You know, just to go over there and see kids, you know, going through what they're going through. And you know, as a parent, seeing parents, you know, with kids, with sick kids and them not knowing, you know, I just heard the tail end of your conversation with your last guest. And it's, as a parent, you can't do anything to help, you know. And that's, as a parent, that's all you want to do is just to make everything as perfect as possible for your children. And in situations like this, there's nothing you can do but just be there for them. So to be able to go there and witness how strong these kids are, how strong these families are, and, you know, just how good the doctors and nurses are and the people at the Jimmy Fund and at Dana-Farber, it's unbelievable to witness, to be a part of. And like I said, it's life-changing to see these kids, you know, go through the things that they're going through and succeed and get better. And it's amazing. And I'm so fortunate to have gotten to be a part of it for as long as I've gotten to be a part of it.
You know, you went into Brock Holt, baseball player slash parent, maybe even parent slash baseball player. And you started with the Pirates, had the run here in Boston. You played him in Milwaukee and then Washington and then Texas a little bit. But have you ever stopped to think that if you weren't a Red Sox, would you have been? You sounded evolved, again, like a parent. You saw the other side of it. I mean, did you ever think that if you weren't a Red Sox, you wouldn't have had this experience, which has clearly changed you to keep you involved even though you've left the organization?
Yeah, you know what? I talk about this from time to time. It's one of those things where you ask yourself why certain things happen. And at the time when I got traded to Boston, I was wondering why, you know, selfishly for my career, going from a team where I just made my debut, I had a chance to come to spring training and make the team for a team that, you know, was kind of rebuilding and giving their young guys a chance to getting traded to Boston Red Sox, who had guys like David Ortiz, Dustin Pedroia, you know, just big name guys. An organization that spends money for, you know, free agents and stuff like that. You know, so selfishly I was asking why. And you look back, you know, after all these years, it's pretty clear to see that, you know, the Jimmy Fund and those relationships that I built there and the relationship with Lisa and, you know, everything that we've been able to do with them and continue to do, I strongly believe that's why I was where I was and why the trade happened. And, you know, all the baseball stuff and you know, being on the good teams that I was fortunate to be a part of. That's all great. But, you know, I feel like, you know, the work that we've been able to do and the relationships we've been able to build with the Jimmy Fund is the reason why I was where I was at when I was there.
How did that relationship start for you? Not just joining the Red Sox, but was there a teammate or somebody along the way that really sort of showed you like how strong that connection is between the Red Sox and the Jimmy Fund?
Well, I mean, I think you just kind of figure it out, you know. Once you get to the Red Sox, I think my first spring training, you know, the kids come down for the couple days and they're there, and you go out and you see how much, you know, each side means to one another. You know, I just said this on air with Nesson. You know, we were fortunate enough to meet a kid not with the Jimmy Fund, but you know, a kid that had cancer. Big Red Sox fan, big Dustin Pedroia fan in 2013, my first year with the team, and somehow they got in contact with Lakin, and you know, we were able to, you know, nobody knew who I was at the time. You know, it was first spring training with the Red Sox. You know, I was just trying to keep my head down and stay out of everybody's way, but you know, somehow this kid got in touch with Lakin, and we got him to spring training and you met him and built a relationship with him and his family. And you know, we ended up losing him a few years later. But, you know, I think it was Caleb Buck that kind of, you know, lit that fire for me and Lakin. And we saw the impact that we could have on his life, but, you know, the impact that he had on ours, and how much he touched our lives and changed our world. So, I think that was kind of the starting point for me. And then you just, you know, you figure it out how special the Jimmy Fund is real quick being in Boston. So it just kind of worked out perfectly, and I'm so thankful for every part of it.
And the Holt Off Cancer T-shirts that you got cranking. I've seen the story from when you were in Texas, and you mentioned your wife, Lakin, and, you know, donated to the Jimmy Fund and Cook's Children, which is down in the Dallas area. And, you know, you talk about putting your money where your mouth is and creating what was a pretty cool-looking T-shirt as well, Brock.
Yeah, so we started this in what year was it? 2019 was our first year, and Lakin came up with a design, and you know, we raised quite a bit of money, and then COVID happened, and we didn't really do the shirts, but we did some little bracelets, little bands, and then we got back on the shirt train last year. And me playing in Texas, I wanted to, you know, give some of the money to a local hospital there, and we gave half to the Jimmy Fund, and this year we're doing it again. So it's just something that we can, you know, we can do to try and give back. You know, we're away from Boston, you know, physically, but our hearts are still there. And any way that we can raise an extra dollar here and there to help out however we can, it's, you know, it's been something that we've enjoyed doing. And, you know, hopefully we can sell some more T-shirts.
Good on you, Brock Holt. Thanks for taking time with us today here to join us on the WEEI Nesson Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon. We appreciate it. Keep up the good work. Thank you.
Guys, thank y'all, man. Y'all are doing good work.
Well, we appreciate you jumping on. To donate, 877-738-1234. Text KCANCER to 20222 to give $25 via text. Sam Kennedy will join us as we wrap up our Gresham Keefe portion of the Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon next.
Hi, my name is Abby. Please help me and others fighting cancer as we raise money for the Jimmy Fund in Dana-Farber. Call 877-738-1234. Every dollar counts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.